This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with George Stelluto about this weekend's concert by the Peoria Symphony Orchestra. It features a performance with the Tony Award-winning vocalist, Audra McDonald. Good to see you today, George.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
This is a big deal that Audra's coming to Peoria.
Yeah, this is not only a big deal, this is a historic deal.
Historic deal.
You know, if people want to be part of history, they should be there.
Now, this concert tour that this performance is a part of kicked off with the Los Angeles Philharmonic at the Hollywood Bowl, and it's going to continue with performances finishing up at the Sydney Opera House in Australia. So can you speak a little bit to the significance of the Peoria Symphony Orchestra landing a spot on this wonderful tour schedule that Audra has?
Well, we are just so fortunate that she had a date open, that we were able to get her here. And that, you know, we're in between Los Angeles. Last night, two nights ago, she was at the White House. And, you know, in 2 weeks, she'll be in Sydney, Australia. So, I mean, it's amazing that we've got this opportunity.
Can you talk a little bit about the amount of coordination and scheduling and planning that it takes to get someone at that level to Peoria? Because a lot of times, you know, musicians of this caliber, they're booked a full season in advance, two, sometimes three seasons.
And it's a matter of going back and forth and being patient. You start with the idea, you see if you have the resources for the idea to happen. Then you start exploring the kinds of artists you want, you might program, and then you start whittling that down to what exactly would work best. And then you contact their agents and you talk to them and you keep going back and forth. And, you know, fortunately, all the pieces came together, but you've just got to be patient as it moves forward.
And we should note that this concert is part of the World Artist Series, which the PSO has been doing for a few seasons now.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, so at any given time, do you have three or four artists in mind, and some of them you can't get this season, so maybe next season and one of the others will play out?
Well, the World Artist Series actually started quite some time ago, and then it stopped. And when I came to Peoria, we started talking about the idea of bringing that back, and we've been very fortunate with the patronage of Sid and Flo Banwer to be able to bring these artists in. So, you know, to have Audra as one of these is fantastic. So it's just a matter of, you don't always it's not a matter of getting the one you want or getting the top of your list. You come up with four or five names and you go, okay, any of these would be a home run.
Sure.
And then, you know, we not only got a home run, but we got, you know, World Series win on this one. So it's fantastic.
With an artist of Audra's caliber, does it affect how much time you get to spend rehearsing with her? Obviously, her time is very important and valuable.
Yeah, this is interesting. You know, I wanted to put this little bug in everybody's ear. You know, a couple years ago, we had a conductor here named James DePriest, and his aunt was Marian Anderson, who was the first African-American soprano at the Met. And I think Bruno Walter, the conductor, said of her, "You only hear a voice like that once every 100 years." And Audra is that kind of voice. I mean, she can do opera, she can do Broadway, she can do jazz. It's astounding what she can do. And so when you get somebody like that, especially when they're on a tour like they are with this, you get, you know, two rehearsals. You come in, she and her management are providing the music, the rhythm section, the pianist, and the conductor. And then they come in and they work with the orchestra wherever they are, and they do the show, and then they got to move on. And so it's a pretty fast turnaround. But when you've got quality musicians like the PSO and you've got, you know, great people that collaborate with them, it comes together fast.
And this is the first opportunity you've had to conduct a performance with Audra McDonald.
Actually, I'm not conducting this performance. This is the other nice side of this show, is she's bringing her conductor with her, which is a normal thing for somebody of her stature. Pavarotti used to travel with his own. I mean, I've done tours with Domingo and and Andre Bocelli, and they all have their own conductor. So what this is this the equivalent of going on a recital tour internationally and bringing your own pianist.
Hmm.
You want to bring somebody in that knows you, knows your moods, knows how to read you immediately, knows the material back and forth because you've collaborated for such a long time. And that conductor is Andy Einhorn. And anybody in Peoria that has been to Broadway probably saw Andy Einhorn on one or another production. So I'm actually quite excited because I know Andy very well and his work, and he's always been somebody I've looked up to as a Broadway conductor. So this is actually really exciting. This is not the biggest Broadway thing to come to Peoria. This is like the Broadway. Like, this is what you would see in New York. So this is really exciting.
And it's an opportunity for the musicians of the PSO to work with another great conductor.
Absolutely. And I think that's good, too, when, you know, you can occasionally have a guest conductor in. It's a nice opportunity. And, you know, to see somebody that's – I've lived with the classical repertoire all my life. I've been working on it and honing my skills on that. And to see and work with somebody who's been doing that in the Broadway realm is important. And that, to me, adds even more excitement to the concert experience that you're going to have.
And it seems like it's another opportunity for the orchestra to be out there showing the public that there's lots of great music to be experienced out there, not just classical. There are
right.
lots of genres that the orchestra can explore.
Yeah, you know, this is interesting because we've got this World Artist series and we have this American Classic series. And when you look at those kind of ideas for those types of programs, jazz, Broadway, Gershwin, those things. These are all styles that are original to America. They are really loved in Europe. Sometimes they're appreciated more in Europe than they are here, especially with jazz. But, you know, these are unique American musical styles that are artful and influential on other cultures. And so I don't look at this as a pops concert. I look at this as artful a concert as we are going to do when we do a Beethoven symphony.
George, let's talk about the Juilliard connection. Audra graduated from the Juilliard School of Music, and you obviously have some wonderful connections there through your work on faculty. We have a thriving musical theater community here in Peoria with a lot of young people who dream and aspire of someday studying at the Juilliard School of Music, of someday pursuing a professional career in music. What does it mean that they can see one of their heroes performing live in their hometown with the local orchestra here?
You're referring to Audra, right?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you know, it's a very special place. What's amazing about Audra is she was a vocal major at Juilliard. So she actually was operatically trained. And then what's amazing about her level of talent is that she, the year after she graduated, is when she won her first Tony for Carousel. So, you know, that's the kind of diverse voice that she has. But, you know, my first encounter with Audra was at the Ravinia Festival, where I'm associate conductor. And then Audra was the commencement speaker the first year that I was on the faculty at Juilliard when I started the resident conductor position there. And so I've been enamored with her forever. So, you know, to have somebody who rises to that level of hero for somebody that wants to go into theater or voice to come to your town, I mean, let me just say, if you haven't bought your tickets, you better do so fast because they're going quick and you don't want to miss this. And the nice thing about Audra is after the dress rehearsal on Friday, she is going to be after the dress rehearsal on Saturday, she's going to do a little Q&A session with singers, students. So, you know, if you do admire her, this is a really great opportunity to kind of watch her rehearse, see how she works, and then maybe get a few questions in for about 15 minutes afterward.
I'd be curious to know what the response has been, because obviously this concert was announced quite some time ago. The symphony has been marketing it and reminding us about the concert for quite some time. You know, what have you been hearing back over the last several months? What's your sense of the level of excitement?
The level of excitement extends from Peoria all the way back to New York. You know, when I was at Juilliard in May and we announced our season, I had people on the staff there saying, you know, I want to come out and hear that concert. And this summer at Ravinia, the CEO for Ravinia Festival, Wells Kaufman, said, I can't believe you got her. That's so amazing. So, you know, it's a big story and it's a big feather in the cap of Peoria for having her and hosting her really in her PSO debut. So it's been a great response. And in the community, I think people have been waiting with bated breath to be able to get those tickets. So I've been very happy with the response.
We've been talking about the Peoria Symphony Orchestra's upcoming concert, which features Broadway's Audra McDonald. The performance is tomorrow night at 8 at the Peoria Civic Center Theater. George, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Also this weekend, you can catch the Central Illinois Jazz Society House Band and the Brazilianaires performing this Sunday at 6 p.m. at the Landmark Recreation Center. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can go to our website to hear an extended version of this interview. That's at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.